Treaty Talk, the Experts Edition, with Robin Bradish, citizen of Kluwani First Nation, Yukon, negotiator for the Kluwani First Nation Final Agreement, and Director of Governance, Crown Indigenous Relations and Northern Affairs.
My name is Robin Bradish, and I'm a citizen of Kluwani First Nation. My parents are Joe and Sandra Johnson. My Saudeshone name is Susie, and I am of the Raven Moiti. I've been either negotiating or implementing modern treaties for more than 26 years. When I was in my early 20s, my First Nation asked me to come home to help negotiate the claim. I started as a researcher and finished as the chief negotiator 12 years later. We signed our agreements in 2003, and shortly after that I had an opportunity to come work for the federal government in implementation of the agreements.
Why are modern treaties important?
Modern treaties are intended to empower First Nations to take their rightful place in Canada. I don't think we can ever really be compensated for what we have lost, but I do think that the only people that can determine what our future should be is our own citizens.
What is the implementation process?
To me, implementation is simply about making the agreements work. It's about the relationship that the parties have, using the agreements as a foundation to do our best to realize and put into place the things that were negotiated. Implementation is about the parties getting into a room and making sure that the things that can happen do happen, and that the things that are problematic are worked out.
How do modern treaties impact Indigenous youth and all Canadians?
I'm from the Yukon, and here we've had modern treaties now for more than 25 years. So we have an entire adult generation who've only ever known life with an agreement. Sure, our First Nation communities are still facing serious issues and are fighting to get to par with the rest of Canada, but I believe we've come a long way, and much of that success is because of the resources and the recognition the agreements provide. At the end of the day, these agreements came at a high price, but I believe that they can provide us with the foundation we need to build a successful future for our citizens and to allow us to take an equal role in Canadian society and a meaningful one in the governance of Canada. This overall is a good thing for all Canadians.
How can Indigenous youth get involved in their treaties?
Get curious, go to meetings, ask questions, offer to help. My experience is that when a young person expresses an interest, there's almost always a positive response. Those of us who have committed our lives to the negotiation and implementation of these agreements are eager to connect with young people with an interest in carrying on this work.